Welcome to the Gospel Everyday Podcast, following along with the Mariners Church annual read. This year, we are reading Holiness Day by Day by Jerry Bridges. We hope that you'll be filled with fresh insight and joy as you spend time discovering more about our thrilling God. Welcome back to the Gospel Everyday Podcast. My name is Barbara, and I'll be your host for today. When I was 11, Etnies were the coolest shoe that you could own. They were a skate shoe brand that looked like a super chunky Air Force One meets a Vans Authentic with an unnecessarily large puffy tongue. They came in a bunch of different colors, matched the Y2K style aesthetic perfectly, and they were also $40. Now, I grew up very low income, with my parents often having to play bill roulette about which utility was going to get shut off for a few days each month. So a $40 shoe, which in 1998 was equivalent to $76.65 now. I know, super specific, but I used an inflation calculator. That was absolutely out of the question. So when we all got back to school from summer break and everyone was rocking their sweet new outfits that included the coveted Etnies, I was still rocking last year's Payless brand Converse knockoffs, known as Airwalks, because we didn't have enough money to do back to school shopping quite yet. And boy, did I hear about it from the kids on the playground, and kids were mean back then. I wanted to fit in so badly. And I remember at recess telling one of the girls in my class how cool her shoes were. Brand new Etnies, of course. White and baby pink. She was a fashion icon, really. "Thanks," she said. "Did you get new school shoes this year?" she asked. Nervously, I answered with a quick yes, which, you know, lie number one. And I followed up with, "They're Etnies too, but I didn't want to get them dirty." Dang it. Lie number two. "Oh, what color were they?" I think she was humoring me at this point, I'm sure. "Yellow and blue." Lie number three, which came too quickly and was oddly specific. This was not going well. "Oh," she said, "I didn't know they made them in those colors." "Oh yeah," I stuttered. "They're special edition." Hello, what are we doing? Lie number four, and we're getting in deep. "I don't think they have special editions," she said. "Like, okay, Stephanie, you've seen every pair of Etnies in the world or what? You should wear them tomorrow," she said. OMG. "Well," I said, "my cousin's borrowing them right now, but I'll ask her if she can bring them to me so I can wear them." Now, this is lie number five, and we might as well call it number six as well, because my cousin didn't have the shoes that were definitely not real. And I actually hadn't even seen any of my cousins in 7 to 8 years because they all lived out of state. "I don't even think you have Etnies," another girl chimed in. The audacity to accuse me of lying when I'm for sure, without a doubt, lying. "I do too." Oh, we're doubling down now with no shoes in my possession. The bravery of 11-year-old me. Oh, and lie number seven. "I'll believe it when you wear them." Ugh, relax, Elizabeth. We're not exchanging war secrets. Anyway, the bell rang and we all went to class, and all I thought about was how they were going to think I was a liar. Because I was, and how I was going to get my hands on a pair of yellow and blue Etnies. Limited edition ones at that. I went to a friend's house that night and noticed she had an older, worn out pair of Etnies. Blue and white, but still, we're halfway there. I asked if I could borrow them and she said I could have them because they were old anyways. Score! Now I really do own a pair of Etnies. Haha. So the next day, I strolled onto the playground at recess with the confidence of David on the battlefield, ready to defeat my Goliath, Stephanie and her mean girl backup Elizabeth. I walk up to them at the monkey bars and look Elizabeth dead in the eyes and said, "See, I'm not a liar." Do we count this one as a lie? I mean, let's give me a pass here. I did have the shoes on. "Those aren't blue and yellow. They're blue and white," she replied. Great, I'm dealing with a detective. "They are?" "That's right, Barb, play dumb. Feign being colorblind. I think they're a pale yellow." Ugh, lie number eight. "Why are they looking so dirty and old looking?" they asked. Ugh, I know. My cousin completely trashed them. And there we have it. Lie number nine. "Anyways, I just wanted to show you that I had them like I told you." "Yeah, Barb. End the convo and get out of there while you still have an ounce of dignity left." I walked away that day knowing they most likely didn't believe me, and that I could have just prevented this whole thing by simply saying, "No, I didn't get new shoes yet." And though there are some underlying issues that I give 11-year-old me a lot of grace for, like fear of not being liked, not having enough money for new things, or not fitting in, one lie led to nine or more, causing little me so much anxiety and fear of getting found out. Sure, sometimes a lie is simply a one-time excuse to not go to a social event, to get out of work, or to assure your friend that her new sweater does look good and not at all washes her out, making her look sick. Which, pause, by the way, I'm giving you all permission to be honest with me if you see me looking like a fool and I've asked for your thoughts. But other times, one lie often leads to a series of lies, tangling us up in a web that becomes more complicated and leaves us feeling more ashamed. The Proverbs are full of guidance when it comes to honesty and why it's beneficial for our lives. Proverbs 10:9 says, "The man of integrity walks securely, but he who takes crooked paths will be found out." And Proverbs 12:19 says, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue lasts only a moment." At the end of the day, telling the truth may cause discomfort for a moment, but lies will keep us in a constant state of anxiousness because we have to keep up with the facade of that lie in order to not get caught. And honestly, that just sounds exhausting. So Father, forgive us for the times we've tried to escape discomfort by not telling the truth. Would you give us the courage to speak with honesty, regardless of how small the circumstance may be, and give us the strength to endure whatever uncomfortable result may follow? Would you also remind us that being honest doesn't mean being hurtful or rude? We are called to speak the truth with love. May we have fresh hearts and listening ears to the leading of the Holy Spirit, who will give us guidance when the time comes. Thank you that you don't hold our shortcomings against us, as little as they may seem, but instead continue to call us to a holy and pure life that glorifies you. Amen. Thanks so much for making the Gospel Everyday podcast an important part of your day. Hit that subscribe button if you haven't yet, and we'd love it if you can take a few moments to rate and review the podcast. Tune in tomorrow for brand new content. If you'd like more information about Mariners Church, download the Mariners app at your favorite app store or visit marinerschurch.org.